and we shall always let the creative potential grow in the freshness of nature and in all respect. What we are becoming is a global zoo in which each captivated member is fed by the multinationals. And beside our spiritual intention, any form of power will keep reshaping into something else. And we may at last think that a decent level of poverty is synonymous with integrity. And what is ancient can only be conceived and protected by an ancient mindset. And ironically, we can only develop in the opposite, within what opposes our spirituality. And we'll need to learn to make the most out of a consumption of each natural resource. And authenticity can be achieved by cultivating our talent, yet retaining its outcome. And rather than embracing blindly any kind of ideology, we ought to understand the very nature of individual things. And there's many monsters ahead of our life, and yet our spiritual directive will go through them like a butter. And the more we focus on our history, the more destruction will be needed for us in order to regenerate. And all political rationality blocks all irrationality until a great moment of commotion break into war. And while the actual idea belongs to us and can be fixed, its realization requires us to be flexible, as it depends on others. And the more our soul feels protected, the more time it wastes in perfectionism. And we do things that potentially last for centuries, but then have to disappear in order to make them live. And we ought to avoid the moment in which a genuine spiritual message gets regulated into something everyone ought to respect. And spiritual inspiration should never be regulated, as it comes higher than the highest of the social establishments. And we shall follow our intuition and let its maturation decide where it should get rooted. And as long as we meditate our experience, it is always worth something, even if it doesn't bring us anything. And the only way for our legacy to keep surviving is to let it root into the hearts of others. And nature can only heal and regenerate itself if there's sufficient space around it. And the true teacher naturally shares his findings as he moves away from all the given frameworks. And also the place where we return ought to be changed after our long spiritual journey. And so long we will roam in time and space, that what was good will be bad, and what was far will be near. Hated. And we ought to present the final work in all its compactness in order for society not to deteriorate it. And as soon as our spiritual mission starts depending on the social system, it will have to change route or die. And the whole artificial evolution of humans will only show that the natural origins is the only possibility to pursue. And these southern lands that used to benefit from the natural sun are now suffocated by the emissions of the artificial sun of the northern lands. And as the civilized man lives in a bubble, his endemic way of thinking in terms of making this bubble enlarged to the world will only burst it. And we must reach a spot from which we can think independently, and only then we can develop authenticity. And within the perfect sectors allocated to us by society, we may live longer but won't regenerate our body and soul. And any planning from above is always decadent, as it implies either the captivation of the mass or the exaltation of a single individual. And poetry is the ability to have our feet well on the ground and our heads well above the clouds. And we ought to accept that the world we set out to map may be for some time confined to a very small one. And if in the summer of humanity we deny its evolution, the winter will come without any autumn. And time is always the solution for a society that doesn't want to include it in all its problems. And contemporary ugliness derives from a society limiting manual craft to very limited objects. And the more the empire grows, and the more an increasing mass of poor folk gets locked out. And our strategy should be that one of recreating the empire into pieces and later reconstructed in the most poor of environments. And as monasticism acts as the only counter-tendency to bourgeoisism, we shall also create the former within the later. And our operation should be like that of a stream that has already fallen down the mountains, yet constantly moves through the flatland. And we shall create our own culture from scratch without selling our soul off to any of the establishments. And if we are fully dedicated to our spirituality, even the strangest of things has a purpose. And in a macro state, supervisions are just a form to maintain geopolitic conservativity. And ironically, our only opportunity for freedom is when our cage gets caged. And we shall set our thinking in a rational environment to then act in a most passionate one. And as soon as moral principles become mainstream, they get bad, and it is time to change them from below. And are we to consider to waste all our resources for the sake of the establishment when we can keep inhaling freedom? And all we have to build is a solid structure to protect as well as to boost our independence. And only casted back in nature we will realize all the extra weight society have added onto us. And just our wandering will at last make us wonder. And we ought to understand that our healing imagination can only be applicable in very seldom and precarious circumstances. And repetition without variation strengthen the establishment, while repetition with variation strengthen our being. And the organic map will always inspire us to move forward, while the scientific one will always set us back. And in order to get social reassurance, we cannot pull out of our original journey. And our career is not a fortress we build within a fortress, but a fortress we build within our soul. And our spiritual strength can always be measured through our willing to renounce what is worldly. A much constant spiritual work will be needed to sweat out all the social habits. And the most sublime places are always at the verge of a precipice into the most worldly of abysses.